Welcome to the Inside CCW Safe Podcast with founders Stan Campbell and Mike Darter. If you're forced to fight the battle for your life, CCW Safe will fight the battle for your future.
All right, welcome back to the Inside CCW Safe Podcast. I'm Mike Darter in Oklahoma City, here with Stan Campbell.
Hey, Mike, I'm out in Los Angeles again today.
What's the weather report, man?
You know what? It was really nice today. It's a little chilly this evening. And chilly for us is about maybe 50 degrees.
Well, I'm in Kalispell, Montana.
Wow.
Doing some photography up here for a couple days. And it's been awesome. It's snowing. We got snow every day. So it's been cold.
That's crazy.
But it's a good cold. And it looks like I'm going to get back in Oklahoma City Wednesday just before we got some kind of ice storm or something moving through Oklahoma then.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, I did see your, now you're going to have to help me out. Snow leopards, right? Is that what you're shooting?
Snow leopard. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm up at a game ranch. I came to shoot mountain lion because I've always loved mountain lion since I was a kid. And, you know, most of you know I lead photo tours up in Tetons and Yellowstone and been in Alaska and Canada over the last 6 years or so for a company called Aaron's Tours out of Seattle. If there's any photographers out there who look at doing tours, you might check him out. He's got some pretty awesome tours all over the world now, but I've been helping him for about 6 years. And, you know, that's just one thing, mountain lion is something that you're not really going to see. And if you do see it, it's going to be way off. Mm-hmm. So there's a group out here. It's called, just went blank. It is called Triple D mm-hmm. Game Ranch. And they have a mountain lion and they have a mountain lion and a cub. And they have snow leopards. So it's been pretty cool, especially with the snow that we've had here. We've got quite a bit of snow today, last night and today, and photographed a really cool two mountain lions today, but really cool one this afternoon. It's kind of a dark mountain lion. So.
Now, it looks like you're close. How close are you there when you take your pictures?
We're fairly close. We're probably maybe 30 yards, 40 yards. So, yeah, it's definitely inside that. Yeah, but they have, workers that they work with, and so they kind of keep, you know, they keep them from us. So,
well, in my neighborhood, we call that white man close. That's way too close for wild animals, Michael.
I'm not even going that far.
Okay, just letting you know.
So, is great. I spent a few days with Stan in San Francisco.
Oh, we did.
We went out to Facebook, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was great. We were out there with one of our the new additions to the CCWSA family, Epic Aprielle Franks. She's going to be helping us with our social media. She is amazing. And we got a chance to go up there and meet with some of her, some of the folks that she deals with up there in Facebook. And we got on the campus. It's a great place, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, it's kind of great. It's like a college campus. It reminded me of.
Now, I'm sure.
A bunch of young people running around in skinny jeans.
There's no guns there. But
no guns. A lot of skinny jeans.
A lot of skinny jeans, and they can absolutely beat us in a spelling contest. But that's probably about it.
So we should probably get on.
Oh yeah, really?
Wait a minute.
Before we go, we got to give a shout out. Now, is it Cliff Beasley?
Cliff Beasley, yeah.
Shout out to Cliff Beasley. He's been listening and catching up on our podcast, and he says something really, really nice about how these podcasts allow for him to feel like he's not just another number, like, he's more than a customer. He feels like a family member just getting to know me and Mike, and we seem likable, and we really are. Pretty likable on,
we really are.
And
on a short lease.
On a short lease. And, you know, just to let him know, he asked about my hobbies, because we learn about Mike all the time. And, you know, I give Mike the light, you know, because he needs to have it sometimes, too. Hey, I'm just saying. But, you know.
So what's your hobbies?
Yeah, you know, we really do. Now, what we do is Mike and I have an art background. So I went to art school in New Jersey. Shout out to Arts High. And I'm a fine artist. And we have different styles. Mike went toward photography. And Mike's also amazing with watercolor. Hopefully he'll show us some of that sometime. But I do mostly pastels and acrylics, paintings. That's my thing, my hobby. My other hobby is writing. I actually enjoy, you know, writing. So I have a lot of things that I have going on that I do behind the scenes that I don't really push out there too often. I put out a children's book because I do have a de-escalation program called DOPE, and that's De-Escalating Officer Patrol Encounters. We actually do believe everything that we speak to you guys. So, you know, behind the scenes and away from CCW Safe, I still teach de-escalation to police officers and citizens to try to decrease some of the shootings. And I released a children's book called Are Cops Only Shooting People Like Me? And it's a take on myself and my son about 15 years ago, but we're taking on topics of discussion of today and giving people tips on how to keep officers safe so that they too can be safe. So that's kind of what I do. And now we can do topics, Michael.
And it's a cool book. Is that on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.com too, if you guys want to check it out and support me. I mean, it really is. It's a nonprofit, but, you know, Mike and I, we really do care about concealed carriers, people in general, you know, keeping people safe. You know, that's one of the reasons why we lead the industry when it comes down to teaching our members, you know, how to be their own risk managers. And we really believe in trying to keep you guys out of, you know, trouble and try to keep you from, you know, being your worst enemy, your own worst enemy, and try to avoid some of these things if you can, you know, so that you don't launch yourself into a deadly encounter if you don't have to. Now, Michael, let us begin. What are we talking about today?
So, before we begin, you know what we ought to do is because we get a lot of these emails from people, and I mean it's great to hear you guys' feedback on that. A lot of people are really enjoying this podcast and kind of getting to know you and I.
Yes, sir.
So, if you want to, if you want a shout out, man, send a email to either Mike at CCW Safe or Stan at CCW Safe, or probably the best would be support at CCW Safe and market podcast material. If you guys have any stories, any news, anything, even if you just want a shout out, send us that. We'll have a section when we start the podcast. We'll read those off. If you want to send some stuff in, we're happy to do that. And it kind of lets us feel like we get to know you guys too when that happens, because we get to talk to some members, you know, occasionally, but we have so many members now that go online and they join and we just never hear from them. And it's cool to hear from some of our members and get to meet
them
with their different backgrounds. So
keep going and I'll add.
Hey, stepping all over me like that. No, go ahead. I'm done.
Apologies. Hey, also, just real quick, we really do appreciate, too, because we've been getting a lot, and we need, those who are not law enforcement to kind of, you know, let us know how we're doing as well and give us some topics. But we've been receiving a lot of emails from law enforcement and retired law enforcement, and we really do appreciate you guys. Because it's not that it matters more, guys. It's just that when you can, bring in listeners that are police officers and they actually listen and they appreciate what you do and they tell you that you're doing the right thing, you know, it really does help us. So also a shout out to Elliot, who also gives us, you know, compliments behind the scenes and, you know, lets us know that he really enjoys our podcast. So shout out to you too, Elliot, who's also a member. Thank you.
And yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we could talk about on here that, if we know about it, something in your area, local news or, you know, whatever, get it to us and give us some content to talk about. And so we'll go ahead and get into today's. We're going to talk about the holiday holiday tips and just stuff to remember, because we all need to we all need a revisit on this, you know, from time to time.
Absolutely.
So we'll be putting this online with this podcast, and we've done some things in the past, and we'll just kind of go back and forth and kind of talk about some things that we do or some of the things that we need to think about ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, have to do with the holidays.
Absolutely.
So you want to kick it off, Stan?
Yeah, I'll start off. You know, like I said in the last podcast, I always say the day after Halloween starts robbery season. So, you know, you guys, you know, be mindful. The general message is always, you know, be aware. So situational awareness is extremely important, especially as you have the distractions of the holidays, more so Christmas than anything, because now you have your hands filled with bags and you're going into your pockets and you're not paying attention. You're paying attention more to your bags than you are your surroundings. So get in a soft habit of, you know, every couple of steps, you know, not every couple of steps, but, you know, I kind of say every 10 steps, kind of, even if you're on a phone, whatever you're doing, kind of, you know, look around as you're moving towards your car, see if anybody's following you, because you'll have the opportunity to see that before you get to your car. And that's really important to do. So make sure you do that. You know, be aware. That's the overall one. But I'm going to let Mike get into a little bit more details.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me personally is phone.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping off the phone, which is hard. I mean, especially during this time of season, you know, everybody's texting, you know, hey, pick this up, pick that up. You're trying to finish business. You're trying to get everything done. So just keeping aware, you know, of everything around you and staying off the phone.
Absolutely.
Is something that I kind of have to remember. One of the things that I, and I know, Stan, you're this way too, but Stan and I both talk about kind of home things that we do. And, you know, for the holidays, of course, it's also a time when those, you know, criminals take boxes off porches and stuff like that. I hate them so much. But there's some things that I've been using that are really good. Everybody's seen the Ring commercials, mm-hmm. you know, the doorbells that have the deal. And I think those are really good. I have one on my house and I get motion alerts. And it, you know, it automatically stores it to the cloud, and then I can delete it. Or if I want to keep it, I can go and save it. But it gets motion alerts. It also has a two-way, like, radio, you know, where you can, or not radio, but two-way audio in it to where you can actually talk to the person even if you're halfway across the country.
That's true. You know, I have the Ring as well. I love the Ring.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. And it works. I mean, the motion, and it's super easy to install. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the only thing I don't like is the battery. You know, you have to charge a battery from time to time. And at least the one I have. And the battery doesn't charge. It's not like you plug it in for an hour and it's done. It takes like half a day or longer to charge. So sometimes, you know, if the battery's not in it, it ain't going to work. So that's one thing. Another thing, you know, that I have been using a lot lately is, and you can get them in different brands. They have tons of brands now, and they all have apps. Some of them work with Amazon Alexa. Some of them work with HomeKit from iPhone and all that. But these outlets adapters that you plug in, and they're like $14.
Mm-hmm.
You get this outlet adapter, you plug it in, and it'll run lights. So you can schedule, you know, through the each one of them have their own apps, or you can schedule. If it works with Amazon, you can schedule with Amazon. If it works with Apple, you can schedule with that. But you can schedule lighting to come on and off, you know, and that's been around for a while. But it's gotten so easy now with the apps.
Yes.
You can go turn on lights, schedule them, So that's another thing that I've been using recently. And then I have indoor cameras. I know you have indoor cameras because, so this is funny. This is a funny story I gotta tell you. Mama Mona. So we were in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden Stan gets on his phone. And he's like, what's Mama doing now? And he's just watching her like a little stalker. And what were you saying? It was so funny because he was like, you actually turned the audio on and talked to her. Yeah. And she came over and started talking to the camera like she was right there. Her hands were going. And she was
talking like it was FaceTime. I'm like, Mom, it's not FaceTime. I said, but you know what? You know, but the thing about her, and I know you guys heard that story I told Mama Mona the other day, but the guy walking in the house. But, you know, she had come in, and like I said, you know, we have our debriefings. I know it sounds crazy, but no, it's not. We had our debriefing, and I told her some of the things that she did wrong, and she's been making those corrections. So now she comes in. After she closes her mirrors, she opens them back up. She looks on both sides. She keeps her doors locked. And before she enters the garage, she makes sure she's looks around and doesn't just blindly enter. And then when she gets inside, before she, you know, fumbles around with her keys, she absolutely closes her garage door so that she doesn't have to worry about somebody walking up on behind her. So she came in the other day and I was watching her, but she told me, hey, I did good. I did good. So, yeah, so she's learning. So do the same thing with your family members, your wives and your kids and your moms. You have to teach them to be mindful of their surroundings because sometimes, you know, they feel so safe with you as a concealed carrier or a police officer that they make mistakes. And we don't want them to be, you know, deadly mistakes. So we absolutely want to take care of our people. So train them.
Yes. Yeah. And you are training Mama Mona, man. She's, you know, we got to get her on the show.
You know, we really do. And you know, Elliot says something funny. I remember Elliot. He says, yeah, you need to get your mom some time with the Gracies out there in California and get her on the mat. I said, listen, my mom is about to get 2 shoulder surgeries. I'm not going to do that to her.
I said, I'm not going to do that.
I said, but, you know, but that's case in point as to, you know, when you get a little bit older, you have to take these things into consideration when you carry concealed, you know, it might force you to do certain things a little bit faster because of your health. So try to stay as healthy as possible. Hey, but I'm going to jump to, how about driving, Michael? Because this is important. What's your tips on driving?
Well, and just before, we leave the house, one thing, you know, some things that a lot of people have that they just don't use and it's just out of habit, mm-hmm. alarms. Mm-hmm. If you have an alarm, you know, be sure to use that alarm. You know, be sure to keep shrubbery trimmed down, you know, don't give people places to hide. And then the scheduling of lights and everything that can help too. If you're going to be gone during the holidays, it kind of looks like somebody's home.
Yeah. And then, you know, I like the one that George Holt gave us where if you find yourself in a position where, you know, you're on the side of the road, you're waiting for, you know, AAA, whatever, you have some car trouble, to sit in the passenger side. So it looks like, if you're alone, it still looks like, you know, there's somebody coming back for you.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
It is.
And we can move into cars. So one of the things with cars, and this is just something that is something that you have to do consistently, kind of time to time to try to make it a habit. But one thing with vehicles is, and I just call it location, location, location. From time to time, and you know where you're going, you know you're going up to the store, but you might not know all the intersections you pass. Mm-hmm. So about every stoplight or every other stoplight, whatever, try to start making a habit of reading off the street signs when you're sitting at the stoplight. Because if something happens and you call 911, you got to know where you're mm-hmm. at. And that was one of the biggest things in the police department. You remember Stan, I forgot who it was. We probably don't want to say her name anyways. Remember they played the audio. So when we were in the police academy, they played audio of this one officer and she was in a foot pursuit. And oh my God, you should have heard this. It was like, so I got a story too. So this is kind of funny too. So just talking about robberies, like winter robberies. So we had during Thanksgiving, Christmas, we'd always set up on Radio Shacks back in the day when I was on third shift. So I was on third shift, you know, nothing's moving after about 11 o'clock when it's freezing outside, you know, snowing, whatever. So we'd always pick a Radio Shack, which would probably be today. Like, I mean, I don't even think there are Radio Shacks anymore. Best Buy, whatever.
There are. Shut up.
We'd sit on them. And we'd also do the same with convenience stores. It's a lot of time. We'd sit on them and wait for them to come drive through the front door and rob the place. We were at one, and the guy who was sitting on the store, like right across the street, he's backed in, hidden. We all had binoculars, and, you know, he was watching. All of a sudden, he comes on the air, and we're all kind of just patrolling the area because nothing's going on anyways. We're kind of close. And he's like, headquarters, I got a van pulling into the parking lot here. You know, it looks like the tag is this. It's a, you know, old, you know, 80s model, you know, blue panel van. Looks like it has at least two people in it. They're pulling up to the store now. And looks like, yeah, headquarters going to start people over here, get close. Looks like they're going to hit it right about... Now, of course, now, they're in the building. Just started going nuts on the air.
What was it? A robbery?
Yeah, they hit the store. Wow. So, you know, as soon as he hit it, he just went like ape shit and was like, you know, his voice went up three octaves, and it was hilarious because we were all laughing our ass off trying to get over there. But it was kind of the same way with this story. She didn't know where she was at. She was running. She's like, you couldn't hear anything she was saying. Yeah. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. And if, you know, if something happens, you know, you got to know where you're at, and you don't want to call and give the wrong address or not give any address.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Dude, this is just sidebar. I'm just thinking about, you remember that? The male officer with the girl voice, and then, you know, when he gets on the air and he said, what does she want, headquarters? bad police, sorry.
Bad police.
All right, back on topic.
And I'm sure, and we've all been there, if the officers are listening, if you were an officer for long enough, I've been in a situation where I didn't know I was at, and scout cars are like, flying by you at 100 miles an hour down side streets, and you're trying to pitch your light to let them know where you're at. I've been there before.
So
but if you, during the holidays especially, always just take a minute, know where you're at, and then when you say that intersection, know where you're going, what direction you're going. You know, if something happens and somebody takes off northbound, you want to be able to tell them, you know, call 911 and say, hey, the suspect vehicle was this, and it left northbound and not... I think it went southbound. So that's just something that I personally do because I get out, you know, and you get out of a scout car for a couple years and you've already lost, you know, the majority of what you, you know, did all the time.
Absolutely.
So that's another thing, just knowing your location.
Let me add some more on.
Do you got any other car?
On car. So Michael already talked about, you know, set your alarm. You know, if you try to shop during the day, but if you shop at night, you know, park in a well-lit area, you know, or near a light, even if it's getting close to dusk, because you might have to, when you come back out, it's going to be dark. So make sure that you park near a light if you can, you know, as close as you can to the destination, if that's possible. Parking is important, you know, if you work in a location where there's a lot of, like a mall or something like that, you know, try to move your car mid-shift. So it's a little bit closer, so it's not, you know, isolated. You know, on the inside of your car, you know, I always carry secondary weapons. We discussed that before. I place weapons where I might fall naturally if somebody pushed their way into my car. So that means underneath the passenger side seat, I'll keep a knife.
You mean the fetal position?
Not fetal, Michael. Stop it. Well, you know, I mean, if somebody, you know, gets to jump on you, you know, just like, I mean...
Yeah.
We're not just talking about me, Michael. But sometimes you might have to get down, you know?
I know.
And if you do have to get down, you know, why not have a gun there or an extra knife? So I like it. So make sure you do that. Don't approach your car alone if you see suspicious people in the area. If somebody looks, you know, what do we say, Michael? You know, if it looks like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
If
it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck.
Okay.
And it quacks like a duck.
Well, then it's I'm going to fast forward.
If it looks like a duck.
It's a duck.
It might be something.
Shut up, Michael. Right. So you know, I mean, you know, trust your gut feeling. If you see somebody suspicious around your car, don't go near it. You know, stand by, back away. See if there's somebody else at the store that you're in that can, you know, maybe call the police for you or do something like that. You know, see if there's a security guard that you can, you know, bring out with you. But, you know, don't walk over to something and think it's okay. It's not. If it looks suspicious, it is suspicious. So take it as such. I think that's it on parking for me. You got anything else on parking?
No.
Okay, we got parking. We got shopping. Let me see. You know, I talked about this before, and I actually do this. I have two wallets, especially during the holiday season. I keep one wallet is my real wallet that has my driver's license and my credit cards and such. And I have a secondary wallet that's a little bit more expensive. It's a Gucci wallet. That's right. I like Gucci. Michael, shut up. I got a Gucci wallet with about $20 in ones and, you know, gift cards and some other bull crap like that. But if someone, you know, gets to jump on me and pulls out a gun and I'm not ready. And before I get to my firearm, they can, you know, pull the trigger. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull the good wallet out and I'm going to throw it toward them. And that way, you know, there's a possibility that they can go away or it'll distract them enough for you to get your gun out. So I do that. I have a throwdown wallet. So think about that. Think about telling your moms and your spouses to keep their wallet not in their purse because purse snatchings they go up during the holiday season. So watch out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on that, Michael?
Where are these people during the rest of the year? I hate these people.
I hate these people. I hate these.
Taking advantage of people. Yeah.
They really do. I can't stand these people. But, you know, you got to be mindful of them. You got your con artists, you know, beware of strangers approaching you for any reason whatsoever. You know, aggressive panhandlers, you know, people at the gas station. Those who say that, you know, I got a car up the street and I need some gas money. Too bad for those people. I mean, don't be friendly at this time. This is not the time to be friendly because you'll end up being a victim. So let them find another victim. So I'm going to do that.
Actually, Stan, it is the holiday season.
Yeah, it is the holiday season. What did I say?
It's not the time to be friendly to people.
Yeah.
You can be friendly to people, but yeah, the people like that just... Keep on
listen,
walking.
I'm only friendly
too,
to people
man.
I
phones
know.
Phones are going crazy now. Phones every. Well, I heard a deal the other day, like in 2020 by 2020, like I don't know what they said, like over 50% of all calls will be scam calls.
Oh my God, it's terrible. Yeah, you're right.
And I get so many now, you know, and those go up for donations, and you know, if you're making donations, be sure you know. Might double check up on who they are, what organizations. And then, of course, they got everybody out on the corners. And, yeah, it's just a mess.
It's a mess.
Pesky holiday season.
Stay home. No, we can't stay home. But,
just
you know, think about this, though. Seriously, jokes aside, during the holiday season, and you know you're going to the mall with your children, take a snapshot of your kids and what they're wearing. I always do that before we go out.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Thank you. I got a million of them, Michael. Thank you very much. But take a snapshot so that if they do end up, you know, getting away from you or truly missing, you can make sure you get that to the you know, security force and you know, have people help find your child and you know exactly what they're wearing. So I do that. It's really my nephews because, you know, my sister's out here. So I take a picture of my nephews. My kids are grown.
That's some great advice, man.
Thank you, Michael.
I need to start doing
you
that.
You really do. Come on now. We teach each other. Teach your children, of course, know their full name, address, telephone number, your phone number. A lot of people do that. Some people still don't. So, you know, be extra cautious if you're leaving your kids and make sure they lock themselves in. Don't leave your doors open, you know, even if they're, you know, 8, 9 years old. Just have them lock themselves in. It's still a dangerous time. We don't want to become victims. Avoid overloading yourself with packages. You know, don't, you know, take 2 trips if you can.
Keep that gun hand free.
Oh, my God, yes. Keep your gun hand free. It's very important to have clear visibility and freedom of motion to avoid mishaps and also to be able to deal with a threat. So make sure you do that. We already said beware of strangers. Go ahead. What you got?
I was going to say, when you talk about kids, one thing Pat, you had talked about in the past, McNamara, when we were working on that one Sentinel deal, he talked a lot about kind of making a game with kids of, when they go into a store, when they come out, you know, take me to the car. Location, kids and locations, they don't know locations at all. At least, you know, mine are getting better because now my oldest is driving and my middle rides with her a lot. But, just having them take you to places verbally, hey, take me to the car, where are we parked at?
Mm-hmm.
Makes them aware as well. And then he also brought up a good deal, good kind of a little habit to get into when you park your car. Before you get out, just take a look around. Because most of the time, you'll I spy somebody looking at you or watching you. So take a look around both sides, kind of give a glance over to your right and left behind you. And I started doing that after we talked about that. And it is kind of funny how you'll make eye contact with somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's sitting in their car watching you. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, all of a sudden look away. But let you know, I know you're looking.
Absolutely.
So that's a good little habit. Let's get into, we talked about gun hand free. Mm-hmm. Let's get into more like things that conceal carry maybe. That would affect our people. One of the things that so Stan and I have both carried, you know, on our hip our whole career. And off duty, I carried on my hip most of the time, but never really carried appendix carry just because we didn't do it. If anything, we put it in the back of our pants, you know, with no holster. Back when we were on, because they really didn't have good inside the waistband, you know, concealed holsters at that time. But I always think about carrying consistently and consistently carrying.
Correct.
And what I mean by that is carry consistently. If you're going to carry on your hip, carry on your hip. If you're going to carry appendix, you know, carry appendix. Do training with it. But I know some guys who are like, hey, I got this new appendix holster. I got this other cool holster. I got this SOB holster for a smaller back. And it's like, you know, when something happens, you got to realize your fine motor skills are going to be, you're going to have to really keep that very simple. And if you're used to going to one location, carry consistently in that location.
Mm-hmm.
And then consistently carry. You know, a lot of us are bad about, I'm just going to run up to the convenience store. I don't need my gun, or I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to leave it in the car. And like Stan said, you know, this time of the year, right after Thanksgiving or right after Halloween,
thank you, sir.
Carjacking start going up, robberies start going up. So carry consistently and consistently carry.
Yeah, you know, speaking of robberies, you know, Mama Mona told me about one. She watches the news all the time. But, you know, they had over here in Culver City, they had a guy come in and rob 9 people at one time just outside of a mall.
Wow.
Yeah. And
was it inside a store, or was he just picking them off when they're leaving the?
I think he picked them off in a group as he just drove up and jumped out and just robbed 9 people. But, you know, you have to really, like, watch out what's going on, especially, like, if you're in, we kind of talked about before, but as concealed carriers, think about sitting in restaurants near a secondary exit you know, so that you can also see the primary door when people come in. And when you hear the door open or when you see it open, just kind of lift your head up and look in that direction. Because it's really important. I mean, you have to watch out for these things. See, and that's the other reason why, Michael, I carry two wallets and two phones. Because a lot of people that rob you now, they'll, when they come in into a place like that, they'll tell everybody, give up your phones, give up your wallets. And I'll give them the throwdown wallet and my secondary phone. I'll have my primary, so I can call 911 as soon as they leave, get their description and such. But that's kind of some of the stuff I do. But I go overboard, but I'm still really mindful of stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what else. Think about, of course, you know, you got the issues with identity theft. So be careful about that. Going to, you know, ATMs, you know, be mindful of going to ATMs. Try to do it where, you know, especially as a concealed carrier, you have to think about not being in an isolated, you know, place, you know, on the side of a building, you know, that's covered by, you know, where no one can see you. I always at an ATM, I never put my car in park. I always have it in drive with my foot on the brake so that I can pull away just in case somebody just catch me off guard. You know, you have some of these ATMs that even the ATM distracts you, you know, as soon as you know, put in your PIN number, then your card comes out. So that forces you to do, you know, grab your card and pull it back in first before your money comes out. So there's a lot of steps that go along with that. So you have to be mindful. You know, before I grab my card, I always look around and see if anybody's around. I grab my card, then I look around again before I grab my money. Because sometimes it's easier to let the money go if this might get to jump on you and just drive off, you know, because you'd rather them do that than for them to jump in your car and really, really ruin your day. So, so I do that.
You know, Stan, do you use your, like, Apple Wallet on your phone when you do purchases?
You know, I do sometimes, Mike. I'm not going to lie. I don't do it all the time. More so than anything, I have a dedicated credit card that I use that only has a certain amount on it. If I have to make a gas purchase or a small purchase, I always use that one so that they don't get my major credit card. So that's really the main thing I do. But I use Apple Wallet every once in a while. I know you do it all the time.
You know, I use it all the time. And I think it's, you know, I remember when they first came out, they were saying it's like the Fort Knox of Fort Knox, just because every transaction, it never uses your card number. It always throws a new token.
Yes.
So as you use it, nobody can get your card number. You know, back in the day, back when I was down in Dallas working with ATF, I had a Citibank card. And my Citibank card, and I don't know why they don't do this now, but at that time, if I ordered something online, there was a little app that ran, I think, in the browser, and you would click it, and it would give you a one-time card number.
Yeah.
And you put that card number in, you'd go, you'd do this, do your transaction, and then it was a new card number every time. And I don't know why they stopped doing that. I don't know, unless they got hacked or something. I don't know. But it would seem like that's kind of what the Apple Wallet does, is every time you use that card, it never actually uses a card number. So I use it a lot. I've gotten to where I use it for all my flights, boarding passes, concerts like tickets.com. You know, now, like if I go to a Thunder game, it's usually on my phone. That's kind of why we went to the, it's kind of why we went to the digital membership cards with CCW Safe, was because just the convenience and having the ability to, if like on our digital membership card in the bottom corner, there's like a little info icon or whatever. And if you tap that, it turns over, and then you can all you do is tap to call our 800 number. And, you know, we did it because, I mean, man, people carry so many cards these days. I mean, I just got to where I went the other way. I don't carry hardly any cards anymore. I usually carry, you know, two or three if I'm traveling that I need, a personal, business. But I try to use that. Now, you can't use it everywhere, but, you know, I can use it a lot of places. And I use the Apple Pay app in there, too, where I can just you go to any contact and you just hit the pay button and send money.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, I don't like sending money through other websites.
Yeah.
You know, all that secure. So, and that brings me up to one thing. You know, I've seen officers, police officers before, after they after they've been in a shooting, not able to physically holster their weapon because of the adrenaline, and they're just mind is mush, body is spent at that time. Yeah. If it's been a fight or whatever. Yeah. So you got to think too about if you're in a incident, will you be able to even dial a phone?
That's right.
So that's why, you know, the digital membership card, you can just tap and go straight to the 800 number. Some people like it, some people don't. But, you know, unfortunately, I mean, whether we like it or not, that's the way everything's going.
True.
And, you know, if it's safer to use credit cards that way, which I believe it is, then, you know, I'm good with doing that.
Yeah. Hey, let's cut to home defense real quick before it gets too late.
Okay.
Don't forget, you know, we talked about this before, but, you know, I gave Michael a shout out about training his family. Make sure you have an action plan, you know, for home invasions, for burglaries in the middle of the night. Train your family, you know, if you have multiple children, I'll talk like a cop. If you have multiple children, if you have more than one kid, make sure the oldest, you know, understands to be responsible. Make sure the wife has a job calling 911, staying on the phone or grabbing a secondary weapon. And if she's familiar with it, make sure she gets everyone in the house needs to be familiar with the gun. Make sure during this time of the year, also, you have to think about extra security on your door. Speaking of Fort Knox, you said that earlier. I'm like, here at my home, Fort Knox, I don't play around. I probably buy 4 or 5. You know, Mama Mona, she has so much. She said, what if there's a fire? I said, you better study how to get out, because she can't even get out. It's like, you can't get in, you can't get out. I don't play over here. So a member called us up the other day, and he had a great story that we'll share in the future. But, you know, I sent him. He talked about how a man was trying to, you know, beat in his door. I'm not going to tell the whole story right now. And then,
oh yeah, that was a great story.
We're gonna tell another
time. That was a great story.
But one thing I did share with him, because he said he had a secondary door in the back that was not as secure, and so I sent him something I found on the. I really wish I had stock in this, but Bilco Company, and it's B as in Baker, ILCO.com, and there's a lot of different. Door systems there, door lock systems. One's called the Barracuda. You know, it helps you with, you know, fortifying your doors. But there's several that you can pick up from there. So it's important. They're easy to put in. There's several different ones. But look that up, because you need to have your home secure.
And what is it?
It's called Bilco Company. It's called the Barracuda Intruder Defense System is what it is. Barracuda.
Oh, okay.
But Bilco is BILCO.com. So check them out. You know, I'm endorsing it because I've used it. But, I mean, we don't get any kickbacks for it, nothing like that. But it really does help to have different things like that. I put it out before when we were talking about, you know, classroom shootings and, you know, active shooters, because they have a lot of stuff in the classroom, too, that if you want to donate to your schools to fortify the schools as well. But good stuff there. So check them out. We'll tell that story another time, because it's a great story. He gave us a shout out for
preparing
him.
Yeah, it is. It was good. And saying that, you know, he was really praising the articles on these high profile studies, case studies from Don and Sean, because that's where he learned that from. That's where he was talking about that going through his mind.
Yeah, he used great restraint.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool. And it's great to hear stories like that, because especially when they, you know, say, hey, man, you know, this was what I saw on your side, or, you know, what y'all were talking about, that was going through my mind, because it really lets us know we're on the right track of, you know, doing everything we can to, you know, help you guys be prepared.
Absolutely.
As best you can.
Hey, Mike, also, what is that? Because I know you're against appendix carrier, but I used to do it when I was...
I'm not...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I just, I've always carried on my hip.
Gotcha. I mean, the only time I transitioned...
So, if I was in a situation where I immediately had to go for it, my hand would just naturally go to my hip.
Gotcha.
If during the summer, if I'm in shorts, mm-hmm. I have carried appendix carry. I just don't normally do it. And I just don't like, I mean, I would rather carry on my hip. I mean, that's just me.
No. And that's my primary to go to, you know, go to as well. But, you know, I always, because I worked undercover for so many years and was sitting in the car, you know, I mean, you guys have to practice getting to your firearm if you're seatbelted in. And that's the whole thing. If it's mm-hmm. on your hip and you got a seatbelt in, then
well,
go.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I got a great
I was about to get you there. Go ahead.
And we're going to talk about, so in the upcoming week or two uh-huh. or three, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that we carry.
Okay.
Personally, or just stuff that we use, you know. I mean, I'm not like I don't consider myself a big tactical guy. But we're going to talk about some of the stuff we use.
You're more tactical than some of our competitors.
Gold Star holsters. Yeah. Gold Star, but my name isn't. Gold Star holsters sent me this holster because that's one of the things that I've always, you know, so I got a diesel truck. I've got a console safe that locks inside my console. Mm-hmm. Which I got from one of our members, and that was awesome. He doesn't have that business anymore. I'd give it out.
Yeah.
So I got it from him, installed it. So I have that if I'm at my kid's school or something that I can't take it in, or you know, at the postal, you know, wherever, federal building. So I'll put it and lock it in there and take the key, and then. There's also, but one of the things that I didn't have covered was carrying in a car mm-hmm. to where if your car rolls or you're in a wreck, it's not going to go flying somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I've used the magnets before, and I think they're getting better. But the magnets before, I mean, you know, that gun can turn. It can actually turn all the way around.
Oh, Jesus.
The barrel is pointing towards you if it's not balanced on the firearm, which I don't like, of course.
Yeah.
And I've tried these under the holsters under the dash, and I never have had good luck because they're kind of loose and they just don't fit right. But dude, this Gold Star holsters sent me one of theirs, and it's cool because it's a Kydex holster. Yeah. And it's got like a wide paddle on it that sits against your under your dash,
mm-hmm.
under dash mount. And the problem with the other holsters were they were so, you know, they didn't have a wide base.
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach down, they would kind of turn, you know, they could turn from side to side and they'd kind of wobble around, which I didn't like. This holster is kick ass. It pops in just like a Kevlar holster, and it has a cool system to where it's a Velcro, and you have two hooks up and down, and it's put together Velcro-wise, so it's easy to adjust.
Yeah.
but I'll be talking about that next week, too. But go to Gold Star Holsters. They're actually one of our affiliates,
okay.
And they got some cool products. That is the best thing I've found for my car.
Awesome.
And it mounts, and the one I got just mounts right under the steering wheel, so you know, if you're driving, I can pop it out, put it right in there, and no matter if I have to lean in toward my car, toward my console, or if I'm pushed toward the out, I can always get to it. It's just right under the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So it's a cool system. I'd check that out, definitely.
Awesome. Hey, you know, the last thing, and it's kind of long term, but you know, I'm not paranoid. I'm just prepared. But in my home, and I mean, just kind of think about this. On my bottom floors, I have the one-way tint so that I can see out, nobody can see in. And, you know, that way I can keep my blinds open. There's just something about people being able to see me and I can't see them. I just hate it. So,
well, you got two stories now?
Yeah, man.
Ain't you moving on
yes,
up?
Yes, I am. Thank you, CCW.
Nice.
But yeah.
So you got that on the bottom floors.
On the bottom floors. And you know, the patio windows and stuff. You know, I mean, you don't want to be locked up. So I want to be able to see out, but I don't want anybody looking at me. So I have the one-way tint, you know, had some, you know, of course, aftermarket. Have some people come in and do it for you. But, I mean, just something to consider, you know, especially when you leave home and you got to think about your kids being home. They're not as mindful. Your wife, not as mindful. They had the lights on and people can just be, you know, just stalking them or, you know, a case in the house. I don't want anybody looking in my home. So that's what I do. Little cost, but, you know, just think about it. But those are just some of the things that we do, you know, tips for the holiday.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else. You know, if because I know we have a lot of officers listen to this because we hear from them a lot. Mm-hmm. If you guys have some good tips. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about is visualization.
Oh, yeah.
Which we got a little bit of time to talk about that. You know, visualization is one of the biggest things that I think was extremely helpful to me as a police officer. I mean, I would fall asleep when I was in Impact. And Impact, Stan and I both were in Impact. We're on different teams, mm-hmm. but Impact was like a street level team. We ran our own warrants.
Yeah.
So we do our own buys, we do our own warrants and all that. And then we ran, I think we ran about close to 400 warrants in a couple of years.
Yeah,
and most ours of those was 700.
Yeah, ours was 700, but we also went to, they pushed us toward buy bust. So we had to.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to do it as many.
We
warrants.
Used to do a lot of those too. Yeah. But you were in, how long were you in?
I was in 10 years.
Yeah.
But between that and SWAT. So,
yeah. So visualization, you know, just when you're out, you know, and it can be anywhere. It can be walking into a mall, a grocery store, convenience store. It can be walking into your house. It can be, you know, pulling into your, like if you have a neighborhood, what would you do if somebody approached your car or was following mm-hmm. you? You know, just kind of visualizing different things to be prepared so you don't walk into a situation that you're not prepared for. But then also having options that you have already thought through in your mind mm-hmm. that might give you that split second advance. So visualization for me was always huge, and I still do it. I know you do it, Stan.
I really
because
do.
We talk about it whenever I'm out there.
Yeah.
In LA.
Hey, before you jump off, talk about the Crime in Place app. That's important for this time of the season.
Yeah, that is a good. So the Crime in Place app is really cool. If you're traveling, even if you're at your home, you think you're familiar with your neighborhood or your city, pull it up. It comes free with the ultimate plan, but you can also buy it. It's a cool app. When you're driving, what you do is when you start it, it uses your compass and your
GPS location,
GPS location on your phone. And as you're driving, it's just like if you had your maps up and you see you driving, but everything's color coded around you, and it's color coded from yellow to red, and that's based on the crime stats.
Mm-hmm.
And on an iPad, you can't do it on your iPhone. Now you can see everything on your iPhone. You can see how many, you know, you can click around. You can see, you know, what crimes happen. On an iPad, you can actually sort it. You can say, show me all the, you know, person crimes, show me all the property crimes, show me all the homicides, show me all the robberies, whatever. But it's really cool. That data changes as you change that. But if you're driving around, especially if you're, you know, on Christmas vacation and you don't know where you need gas and you don't know where you're at or where to pull into, I wish I had this one time. I pulled in one time to a, I forgot where it was, coming back from South Carolina, and I don't know, somewhere between South Carolina and Oklahoma. And I pulled in, I was thinking, you know, and I was like, man, I wonder if this is a good area to pull in, whatever. It was kind of, it wasn't late, but it was a night. And I pull in, and man, I immediately proceeded. I walked in the door, immediately turned around, walked out, and got in the car, went to the next stop. Because there were some individuals that looked like they had partaken in some methamphetamine intake, and it was just crazy. So if you're at a location you don't know and you need to get gas, it's great for kids. If you have a teenage driver, you know, they don't, you know, most of them don't know anything as far as their surroundings if they're driving, you know, downtown or home or whatever. But it's a cool little app, and I use it quite a bit. I use it when I'm traveling, kind of look around at the area around me. So Kalispell's pretty safe, by the way.
You didn't use it?
But they did.
You didn't use it when you took me to Brooklyn that day.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get on you. I had to get on to Michael because, you know, he takes me to this place, little lounge in Brooklyn, and he said, what is that, Bed-Stuy? I said, that's Bed-Stuy. I said, criminals are here, Michael. You didn't use your Crime and Place app. It was really funny. But, yeah.
Apparently, they do have a lot of meth activity up here in around Kalispell,
yeah,
from what I've heard from people here, but you know, that's everywhere. I mean, it's a shame you say that, but
yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah, drugs kill.
The bottom line is, you know, we want you guys to be safe this holiday. I mean, there's so much to worry about and keep your mind on during this holiday season with family events. And like, I got, you know, as soon as I get home, I got my two girls play basketball, which are killing it. Aubrey got in the other night, a freshman, banged a three down immediately. Awesome. Boom. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get home, and I'm going to hit the ground running when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so much going on. We just want you guys to be safe out there and have a safe and happy holidays. So
absolutely. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be out there with you, Michael, you know, for our CC.
Yeah, we're going to have our Christmas party.
Yeah, Christmas party. So I'll be out in Oklahoma City. We got one more week. We'll be out here I'll be in L.A., and we'll do one more podcast before I come out.
Cool. Maybe we'll do the one with the stuff that we use there at the office when we're both there. We could do a video.
Okay, and then
like to try.
Okay, so next week, let's do training your spouse and those who are secondary to concealed carriers. Let's do something like that.
Okay.
All right. It's time to go.
All right, good deal. Well, thanks for listening. And again, if you have anything that you'd like for us to talk about, if you have some you know, things that you want to hear on the show, send them in.
All right, guys. Be safe out there.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, bye.